Hello, welcome to IsiZulu Podcast. I am Cynthia and I'll be your beginner's guide to help you speak IsiZulu. This audio contains very explicit contents, so listeners be aware. Salibonani balaleli, this is lesson 37. Namhlanje siyabe sifunda islang. And siyabe sifunda amanye amabala athukayo that are insulting. So please be aware. They're very explicit. Yes, nyawazi. Kade ngihamba isikhathi esikhulu. Ngoba kade ngiphithiphithizela lapha lalapha. I've been running around places. I've been visiting open days. And then looking more into what I'm actually going to do in the future. Because 2011 is my university entry year. So now I have to get prepared and see what I actually want to do. Ngithemba ukuthi lonke liphilile. Eish! It's a sound that you make when you're frustrated. Sort of. So it's like, eish man! Ah! It's like you're really frustrated, basically. So it's like an English equivalent of a grunt. That's a poor one. Fong Kong. yeah, it sounds like a bit of a racist gesture. But it's a term used to say cheaply made fake goods. Because like you know, counterfeits and stuff from China. Basically that's what it means. Ungangidubuli. Don't shoot me. Don't shoot. Ungangidubuli. Ungadubuli. It's bomb. It's a gun. Mpinji. It's like a friend, brother, partner. Mpinjwam. My friend, partner. Yeah. Pitizela. Going around places, being busy. Like what I said in the beginning of the lesson. Ekta. What's up? Ekta. So it's ekta. Ekta. That sounds familiar. Chomi. Friend. So it's a very casual way of saying friend. Chomwam. My friend. Fogolo. It means fuck all or nothing at all. As a fogolo man doesn't know nothing at all. So it depends on what kind of situation you're in. Yeah, I'm only telling you this slang so that you know what people say around you or about you. Like, hey, they're not to be used for any evil purposes, okay? I will not be responsible at all. Icona. No way or not on your life. Icona. Tsotsi. Thief. If you actually watch the movie, you learn a lot more slang and insults. Yassis. I remember when I first encountered this word, I think I was around 7 and my cousin was like, Isis man. I was like, huh? I only got what he meant like a few years ago. So it means Jesus, man, Isis. And then the very popular one, Fusay, get lost or fuck off. Yeah, we used to say this one to dogs often, not people that much. Stavan, a fag or gay, homosexual. Stavan, yambona lwana, oi Stavan, can you see that one? He's gay or homo. Maleve, read the description for this one. Kololwako, read the description for this one as well. Personally, I don't like swearing. Yeah, because I don't think it sounds nice coming out from my mouth. So, kololwako, read the description for that one as well. Msunuga nyogo, your mom's Msunu ga nyogo. Nyogo is your mom. Sifebe, a whore. It's sifebe so muntu mfazi wako. Your wife is a whore. Uyambona, siqalile ukufeba. Can you see her? She already started being a whore. Or she started a wholeness. Mdidu wako, your bum hole. Yeah, mdidu wako. Sihlama. Sihlama means, you know when you've taken a poo and then like there's something left over and then it rubs onto your underwear? Yeah, that's what it means. Left over feces rubbed onto the underwear. Sihlama. So, slama sako, your leftover poo. Masende, testicles. Masendako. Trust me, it sounds more aggressive and painful when it's being said in Zulu. So you may be thinking, those are typical words. Yeah, but no, they're not. Very painful words. Sup my gents. Hello my brothers. Watch Thotsi and you will know pretty much most of the common slangs used in South Africa. Well, that's the end of today's lesson. I'll try to cook up more lessons, but I've run out of ideas, so please give me some suggestions. I really need some because I have no idea what to make the lessons on. That's why they're kind of delaying a bit. So please email me or put a comment somewhere where I can read it and tell me your suggestions for future lessons, because that will really help out a lot. So thank you. Salanini kahle. Bye bye.